Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Well, bag up the net, everything's on my one.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, your dad is at it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Shalom and l'chaim. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Kosher Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, to my right, a mere few hundred miles away, as always, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, internet peoples of Earth. If you hear some popping noise today, then I don't know if it's me or Matt. Probably me, but you'll just have to deal with it.
You'll have to deal.
Out there, folks. Matt says he can't hear it. I can hear it a little bit. But anyway, it's not going to be any big deal. Won't get in the way. Won't be a problem. How's everything going there, Matt Man?
Everything's fine, Jay. It's warm right now in the 50s, sunny. Going to get rain later, but, you know. December in Ohio, I'll take this anytime.
Yep. I'm surprised the sun came out this morning after the NCAA sanctions handed down to Ohio State yesterday.
Yeah, there's sadness in Cowtown.
Including the one-year bowl ban, which... Which is funny because Southern Cal people are throwing a fit saying, why wasn't it 2 years like Southern Cal got?
Yes.
And Ohio State people saying, oh, they actually punished us? This is an outrage.
The only thing I don't get is that the NCAA has said that Jim Tressel cannot work for 5 years.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what
no coaching.
Me a prick.
Yeah, well, they don't like him. He's a liar and a jerk and just all around not nice person, I guess.
But on the
but
upside,
I tell you what, they
on
do
the
what?
Upside, on the upside, Penn State will be playing in a bowl on January 2nd. So we do have
yes,
that.
They will. But I tell you what, I guarantee the Ohio State people absolutely did not believe they would get the bowl ban, because if they believed that, they would have voluntarily said no bowl this year and not gone to the Gator Bowl to play Florida.
Yeah.
And the mediocre bowl, couple 6-6 teams.
I was going to say it's going to be a titanic struggle of 12-12.
Yep, that game should finish 9-6, just like the LSU Alabama game did, but without the skill level. So, and hey, guess what?
What?
I got new neighbors.
Really?
Yeah. Moved in Monday. Heard them banging around over there. Looked out through the peephole. Saw people carrying stuff in. Went around and looked out the other window. Saw the moving truck out there. I don't know who's moved in. I don't know if it's some chick or if a couple or, you know, just a dude or whatever. But got a Christmas tree.
What would be best if it was a couple of chicks?
Okay, well, that would be nice. there's a Christmas wreath on the door, which indicates female, generally.
True.
Or gay male.
That's true.
But here's the big one that I was going to tell you about.
Yeah.
On Tuesday morning, as I was leaving, there was a new vehicle in the parking lot that I've never seen before, and I like to keep an eye on these things, neighborhood
of
watch,
you
know.
Right, right.
Anyway, it had Ohio license plates.
Oh, my goodness.
There goes the neighborhood.
There you go.
So I quickly ran around the building, got out my little notepad, and I wrote, "No meth," and put the note on the door. And I, so then as I was leaving, though, I noticed there were bumper stickers all over the back of the vehicle. And there are these tie-dye bumper stickers that say peace and love and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And,
you may have hit the jackpot.
I know. And it's another one says peace, love, and hugs. And then, of course, there's a couple of Obama stickers. So I'm going to keep an open mind here.
I'm thinking it might be two bisexual chicks.
I'm thinking free love chicks.
Uh-huh.
Is a legitimate possibility here. I don't want to get my hopes up.
Maybe the Indigo Girls just moved in next to you. But,
yeah. I was checking outside to see if maybe they were sitting outside, you know, playing guitar, singing singing some anti-war songs, maybe a little Joan Baez. But
Oh, yeah. That's hot right there. And if, in fact, if I hadn't paced away from the computer, I would have played this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's what's going on here at the Palatial Estates.
Wow.
How are things
doing down there?
How are things looking in the digs?
Well, kind of quiet. Went Christmas shopping on my walk to work yesterday. Family Dollar, you know, I got a lot of brothers and sisters. So they're all getting a nice box of chocolates this year and a $5 lottery ticket. So that's all taken care of.
There you go. And man, if they hit the lottery, you'll be so pissed.
Actually, one of my brothers, unfortunately, my brother John, who passed away, he I don't think it was last year or the year before, he hit 100.
Oh. I did that one year. Way back when I was in college, Missouri had these little scratch-off lottery tickets that were also name tag things to go on presents.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I got one of those for everybody, and I put them on the present. And then I realized as I was sitting there watching my stepmother and stepsisters scratch theirs off that I would be furious if they won.
That's the Christmas spirit, Jay.
Yeah, yeah. That's about as Christmassy as I can really get it. So that situation.
Hey, before we get into you know, the Hanukkah hilarity and the funny deaths that took place in 2011, I do have a couple shout outs.
Okay.
One to the ECA Lions, who rebound from a 4-loss skid and with a 68-39 victory last night over the Ambassadors of Xenia Christian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
all right.
Rhino, maintaining his 50%, went 3-for-6 from the three-point strength beyond it. You know what I mean. And ended up with 11. He actually had a jump shot. It's his first one of the year inside the three-point arc.
Oh, did he get taken out of the game for shooting inside the arc?
No, but he almost got a technical for mouthing off. The refs in that league do not like him.
Oh. Must be careful here.
No. I encourage it.
No.
He has a tendency to talk to the other team's player who might be at the foul line while they're shooting, and the refs try to discourage that.
Yeah, well, he may get himself punched or something.
Well, he already has. He got throat punched.
No.
To which he responded with blowing the guy a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And a shout-out to Jared, who went off their power forward, who went off for 31 points last night.
Woo!
Yes. And then,
that's the way they lined it up. Put the power in power forward.
That's right. And one other quick one, and kind of a sad note. I make fun of him. We make fun of him. Angry Mailman is in the hospital.
Oh.
His girlfriend, who's a regular patron of the Beer Mine, she came through yesterday and was on her way to the hospital, and she told me that her Angry Mailman was in the hospital suffering from chest pains. So we wish him well.
Well, we certainly do, and hopefully that's just nothing major, and he'll be back up on his feet, delivering the mail, scowling at the citizenry.
Macing the dogs and the little children.
Macing the dogs, exactly. Macing dogs, kicking the children out of the way. Yeah.
crumpling up envelopes that contain photographs.
Yeah, exactly. Making sure to, bending anything that says do not bend. Duffing them in the mailboxes.
Mm-hmm.
Leafing through other people's Cosmopolitan and Victoria's Secret magazines.
Exactly.
Earmarking pages he likes. Maybe making note, nice ass with an arrow pointed towards
Marie. I'm going to bring this back to where it should go and say, in all seriousness, folks, we do hope nothing ill
certainly
comes to the angry mailman.
We hope that he's up and around quickly. And I have a little shout out.
Because as you can tell, we would miss making fun of him.
Okay, absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to my BFF, Warrior Cat.
Yes.
And she's got an appointment this morning, something she's got to do. So I don't think she's going to be able to make it to the show live, but she'll be listening in archives, of course. And funny little situation this morning, Matt. When you sent me a direct message on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
almost at the exact same moment, I got one from Kat.
Really?
And you almost got the DM I was sending back to Kat.
Oh, that would have been great.
Luckily, I did a quick proofread and review, and I saw that it was going to Matt Man, and I went, oops, and deleted, and then you would have been flattered, I'm sure.
So what you're saying is this morning I almost virtually got lucky.
No, let's not get carried away.
I unwittingly participated in a Twitter three-way and didn't get to enjoy it.
it's not quite that salacious. Let's not get carried away. Kat is a lady and would not engage in such activities. Certainly not while the sun is shining. But
well, it's good to know she has boundaries.
Yes, and she needs them. Well,
Well, she lives on one, so that's always perfect sense.
So anyway, but then she did get a DM that I had sent to you, or was intended for you, that went to her by accident. So
is she still talking to you?
She didn't quite know what I meant by death never takes a holiday.
Oh, well, you're lucky that's all it was.
Yeah.
We'll have to publish some of our DMs at some point.
That's like my biggest, I keep having the recurring nightmare that I get up in the morning, take a piss, go over, fire up the laptop, get into TweetDeck, and everybody's talking about how all of our DMs have been public, have gone public. Yeah. Ooh, well, I'd have to just shut her down.
Actually, Jay, knowing the people that I know that we know, 80% of them would find them quite funny.
Probably so. Probably.
Although our list of followers would tumble.
But we might become. We might become quite Twitter famous.
True.
So, all right, so we've taken up almost half the show, which is okay because that was part of the show too. I mean, that's good stuff.
Right.
Good stuff. And so it is the first full day of Hanukkah.
It is, and we're here to celebrate it.
We certainly are.
Even before the show, we kicked off a good Hanukkah celebration with Mel Gibson chiming in with a Hanukkah message of hope and inspiration on our website, which you can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Absolutely, and I celebrated by listening to Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song this morning.
Oh, very good. I've already celebrated myself. I had a breakfast of manischewitz and kosher dill pickles.
There you go. Excellent. Excellent. And they celebrated the first night of Hanukkah at the New York Governor's Mansion last night.
Did they?
And of course, New York First Lady Sandra Lee was there overseeing the all the fun. She opened up with a little shrimp cocktail, and then of course dinner of bacon wrapped ribeye steaks with blue cheese on top.
But she did have a big cake at the end, didn't she? With a big star of David.
Yes, big blue cake with the Star of David on top. Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
So, anyway, and which does kind of remind me, my friends down at the Dragon King Chinese Buffet want to let everyone know that they are open on Christmas Day.
Well,
so
of course they are.
Go on down and enjoy the dinner buffet, wonton soup, and deep fried surprise, and other items.
I know you're having New York strips on Christmas Day.
That is what we're having. We were originally talking about having T-bones, but went with the New York strip instead. New York strip, a little cheaper. And the T-bone, I couldn't find the T-bones that just looked right.
Right.
You know, you look at them and you kind of hold them and you kind of, they talk to you. I don't choose the steak. The steak chooses me.
Exactly. We finally have the menu figured out for Christmas Day here. I'm making sausage and hamburger stuffing and scalloped potatoes. So
excellent.
Yeah, we wanted to go with a light meal. So so we're adding succotash to the mix too.
Okay.
It's gonna be like an Arkansas Christmas.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully you won't wake up at 4 a.m. the next morning with the sausage hangover, like I did last weekend. In fact, I think that's what's caused my sleepless nights problem. I think I'm still just struggling to get past that.
Which is, that's a real conundrum. You know, you're suffering from sausage malaise and yet cannot sleep.
That's right.
And
shout out
caller,
to a couple.
Jay.
Okay, we got a few new people in the chat room.
Yeah, we got a guest, and we got Speculation Sports, and we have what looks to be like Malaysia in the chat room. But we'll take this call. Yeah. So let's see what's happening.
Let's
there.
Do it.
952. You're with Stupid.
Hey guys, it's Johnny J. Utah from Speculation Sports. You guys, happy holidays. How's it going today, guys? Man, and. Little week 16 in the National Football League. How's it going, guys, man? I mean, what's happening? You got that guy dying out there. I think it was North Carolina or was it North Korea, man? I don't know, man. What the hell? The cleavage pictures is kind of cool, man. But what do you guys think of some football this weekend? What do you guys think of Christmas Eve? You know, are you guys going to be watching or stuffing yourselves and stuffy? This is Johnny. I'm from the Bay Area. I'm single. I love to mingle. So, hey, guys. What's your favorite team?
Hey,
you guys,
I tell you what,
ball?
You know, it's going to be quite a battle this week. And you got to wonder, is Ben Roethlisberger going to go for the Steelers again? He didn't look very good Monday night, did he? Can he go on a short week?
No, he did not, for Christ's sake. He looked like an idiot and an imbecile. They should have said, Biot should have been in it, for Christ's sake. He was with Stupid as well.
Oh.
What the hell did they put that bastard out there for? Come on.
Oh, I don't know, man. He was stumbling around out like some pathetic drunk down in New Orleans on Bourbon Street on New Year's Eve.
I know he looked like a goddamn drunk, for Christ's sake. And now the poor bastard's trying to play again, man, for Christ's sake.
No, yeah.
Come on, man. Dude, how about, hey, guys, how about the city of, how about the city of Brotherly Shove, man? They're going down to Dallas, Texas. What do you think about that game, for Christ's sake,
you know
man?
What?
Come on, those guys are...
If they win out, they could end up in the playoffs at 8-8. They could win their division. And I tell you what,
that's a team
I wouldn't want to mess with right there when you hit the playoffs hit. No way.
Get that
deal with them.
You get that goddamn felon, man. That son of a bitch is going to come down there and last two goddamn Tony Romo. He's going to beat the piss of the city of Brotherly Shove. How about Craterface, you guys? They go to the Motor City Kitties, man. I don't know about those kitties. Meow, meow, meow. I mean, come on. Meowing and pissing more than calling. Stepping on people. What kind of crap is that? They're with stupid as well, those dirty. And how about the fish, man? I think the fish beat those goddamn Brady Bunch. What do you think about that stuff, man?
I tell you what, I picked the Patriots to be in the Super Bowl, but that defense, I tell you what, that's worse defense than most women put up against Ben Roethlisberger in the bathroom.
The New Orleans Patriots, man, that defense can't cover a goddamn bedspread, and you're underneath the son of a bitch, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on
now.
Look at the Green Bay effing Packers, man. They found a goddamn way to lose those goddamn Kansas City. Too many goddamn ribs, I think, down there, you guys. I mean, come on. Hey, I tell you what, you guys. Me and you and your buddy, we're stupid. We'll go down to Belmont today. In the fifth race, 10th horse, Sugar Lips. We'll put a grand on it. She's 50-1. And we'll take that money to Bellagio, and we'll play some nickel slots in Bellagio tonight. Hustry. We'll get on a plane. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I tell you what, the nickel slots, that's fantastic. You know, you put a couple of nickels in there, you pull up the arm, and you grab the first cocktail waitress and say, you know, how about a gin and tonic, sweetheart, and keep them coming, you know.
Hey, you guys, tell you what, I've got a special guest here. His name is Bill Clinton. You want to talk to him?
No.
No.
No, we're good.
All right, hey,
but
man.
We want to thank
right,
you for calling.
All right, guys, I'll see you guys all later. Yahoo, man.
Excellent call. Speculation sport. That's good stuff there.
That is. I mean, he's been. I just want to know how much time it took him to write all that. He had it ready to go. You got to admire that.
I got to admire the man. The man did more show prep than we did right there.
Yes, he did.
Excellent call, Speculation Sports. Tell all your friends about us. Have them call again.
I'm sure he will. we have Peg in the chat room, which is kind of nice. She's a fairly frequent commenter. Straight Up No Chaser is her website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she said she's under her husband's name, but it's nice to have her. It's nice to have some normal people in here once in a while.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's a little different to have a normal person around, but we can probably adjust.
Yeah.
And Mr. Vinny Bond is in the chat room.
Yes, he is. And go ahead, Dick.
You can hear him every Monday night right here on Blog Talk Radio on Music on the Couch every Monday at 9 p.m. Central Time.
Outstanding show. And since Vinny is the music man, I think since we are somewhat trying to celebrate Hanukkah, it'd be nice for us to play a little Hanukkah music, Jay.
I think this is the perfect time for it.
Well, let's listen to it, and then caller, who's on hold, we'll pick you up right after the song.
All right.
If it would play.
God rest ye weary Jewish man, your Christmas lasts 8 days. Your nagging wife wants tacky jewels and a 6-day Palm Beach stay. Kids spinning dreidels for an Xbox in hopes of cash their way. So much for your comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. They ask so much for your comfort and joy. Uncle Hiram has bursitis, cousin Bev's divorced again, sister Sarah dates a black man, your son sleeps with Catholic men, 30 family members in your house, your patience is running thin. For you there's no comfort and joy, comfort and joy. For you there is no comfort and joy. Well, they eat your food and drink your booze, and yet they all are pissed. You're feeling like a Polish Jew left off of Schindler's List. Use your menorah, set the house on fire like a Hebrew arsonist. That would bring you such comfort and joy, comfort and joy. That would bring you such comfort and joy.
Outstanding.
That is just wonderful. That is a wonderful performance by our very own Matt Man there.
There you go. Now let's take this call.
But there's no little yellow thing, so that person may just be listening.
Oh. Peg. I think it's Peg, 703. Did you want to talk if left on the phone? If so, let us know in the chat room. So there you go.
Okay, we'll watch the chat room there. And
we'll watch the chat room. Uh-oh, she's ready to go.
Okay.
703, cool, you're with Stupid.
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Oh, same to you.
I just never
Merry
get
Christmas.
To listen. I never get to listen. You're always on an odd time, and business is slow in the office here today, and I thought I'd listen.
Oh, that is so sweet of you.
Yeah, that's me. Just sweet old Peg.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Malizia, it's pronounced Malizia, and it's my maiden name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a nice little Italian-American girl.
Malizia.
But I'm better looking than Snooki.
Oh, God, who isn't?
Not by much. Anyway, well, thanks, guys, for all the year of entertainment on your blogs. I know I don't post as much as I should. But you do make me laugh.
Well, that's what we're here for.
That's all we want to do.
Any big plans for Christmas, Peg?
No. And that's just
really?
The way I like it. It's just my husband, my dog, and I, and a lot of liquor.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
Most people don't think so. I'm a freaking Scrooge. I've already been home to visit family. There's no tree even up. We're really being Scrooges this year, and I kind of like it.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, the neighbors are giving us a lot of shit, and I told my husband we should just put a freaking menorah in the window, and they'd leave us alone.
Or burn your house down.
Pardon me?
Or burn your house down.
Well, I don't have any children, you see, so I don't have to do all that stuff. And I'm older than y'all, so I just don't care.
Well,
and that y'all, where'd that come from? I've been living in the South a little too long, haven't I?
I put my tree up, but it wasn't much effort because I don't, it's a little artificial tree. I don't take it apart or anything like that. I just set it as is into a closet the day after Christmas. So
with the ornaments and everything?
Yeah, no, I take the ornaments off because they'll rattle around. I don't want them to fall or anything. But
okay.
So, but anyway, it literally takes about 10 minutes for me to
maybe that's what decorate. I need to do.
Well, ours takes
10 minutes to decorate, 12 minutes to get into the Christmas spirit.
Well, last night I went through some old photos with my husband, you know, and I posted some of the pictures. We found this picture of my parents' Christmas tree. It has a fire hydrant underneath, which, what the hell, we didn't have a dog. What is this? A floor ashtray. Does that tell you how the world has changed? These are the gifts. It's hysterical. We couldn't stop laughing. It was pretty funny. Yeah, and then there was one from the 70s from back in the day. So, see, I'm older than you. You guys probably weren't even born.
Oh, yes.
I'll be 47 in 2 months, Peg.
I'm 43. And I tell you what, we're about to lose the live stream. But hang
yes,
on there,
are.
Peggy, because
well,
we'll be going
for
into
me
the
say
app.
Hello, boy.
Oh, no, no. Stay on the line.
Peg, before you go, I want to let you know and let all our listeners know that you're in luck if you're just hanging out on Christmas. Because Jay and I will be doing a show on Christmas Day.
Okay.
Yes, we will. At high noon Eastern time.
So get all liquored up and you and your husband can listen to us.
What time?
Noon.
Okay.
12 noon.
We'll be 3 sheets to the wind by then.
Ah, very good.
Excellent.
Since moving down here, I've learned the southern thing called eggnog with bourbon, and oh my, that's good.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time you taste eggnog, you say, you know what, this is horrible. And then someone says, put some bourbon in it. And you go, ooh.
Well, I don't normally like that kind of liquor. But once I discovered it, it was like, wow, this is good shit. It's nothing like the vile stuff in the grocery store.
That's the same thing people say about eggnog. Oh, I hate this shit, but then you put bourbon in it.
Yeah.
It's bringing people together. That's what it's all about.
The Christmas spirit. Oh, that's too fun. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I
got
to get back to work. I'll listen to you, but I got to go.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. And I tell you what, I quickly want to apologize to anyone out there about the if you're hearing the popping noise. Apparently, Vinny said he could hear it. It's Google. Don't seem to have any control over it. Nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Well, there's
have to live with it.
You there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's another voice. That's a keeper.
Oh, no kidding. I was just thinking about that. I was thinking, man, she needs her own show, and it needs to be a late night show.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
I think
indeed.
You could. She could even use the same intro music as the pee break with Schmoop.
She probably could. A little soothing music. Hello.
Wow. Oh, her voice might. We may have to start a I'm with Stupid Voice Hall of Fame, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, everyone left after that comment, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, we're well into the after show portion of our program,
which is good. And I wish
people who listen only in archives really have no idea what the hell we're talking about because it's just one 45-minute block. But Blog Talk Radio only allows for 30 minutes of live streaming.
Yes.
And then it goes to a 15-minute. Period where it continues to record. I don't know why they do it that way, but I know why they do it that way, to piss us off. That's why.
Well, and just trying to make money, you know. Their CEO's last name is Levy, after all.
Easy. So there's been a few good deaths this year.
You know, when you brought this up, I didn't know where you were going with it or why, and then I started doing a little research. Yes, I did a little research.
Ooh.
Man, some big names have passed away this year.
Yeah, we have, of course, just a couple of days ago, Kim Jong-il kicked the bucket.
Yes, he did.
And I got to tell you, that one's a little bit of a problem for me.
Why?
Not for him, but, you know, for me personally. Because when something like this happens, and his son, Kim Jong-un, is going to take over,
yeah.
And he gets, you know, and I think, you know, God, man, his dad dies, and now he's the supreme leader of a country, and he's got this army, and he's got hundreds of millions of dollars squirreled away somewhere. And it just reminds me of how little I got when my old man kicked.
You know, I should have brought that up.
Always come back to me, you know.
Of course. But you make a good point. I should have put that in the Donald Trump post. There's another similarity that Donald Trump
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, inherited most of or the big chunk of what he has. And likes to pretend he didn't, but he did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But anyway, there. It was a banner year for death.
No doubt. Of course, as well as Kim Jong-il, another leader of a country, Václav Havel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of on the other end of the spectrum from Kim Jong-il.
Yes, I would say so.
kind of a little more towards the good side, but you know.
Poor righteous people die too.
Yes, very true. People, even people who aren't part of the axis of evil, will okay die.
Yeah,
and of course, Gaddafi.
Yeah, I do miss MGAD.
Yep, I figured he would.
And his female bodyguards. Kind of a here's a sad one. Harry Morgan.
Yeah, terrible. Colonel Potter. Sherman
yeah.
T. Potter.
Yeah.
Passed away 96 years old. Wow.
I was gonna say he died too young. He died
taken too soon.
And the newspaper probably said doctors do not know what he died of yet, you know, something like that.
Probably so.
96.
Having a clue how what could have happened.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, also related to the Colonel Potter death, Harry Morgan's, Jackie Cooper died this year.
Yes.
And for those of you who are MASH aficionados, Jackie Cooper directed several of the early, very funny episodes of MASH.
Yeah, before Alan Alda and his self-righteousness began to really take over.
Yeah,
he's still alive.
It's just not fair, is it?
No. But there was a very sad death in the comedy world a couple of weeks ago. Patrice O'Neill.
Yes.
Passed away. That was terrible. He had a stroke. He was only 40-something.
Yeah, like 42 or something, yeah.
Yeah, younger than me.
Brutal.
And I had just heard him on Jay Moore's podcast on Moore Stories. And he'd also been on Mark Maron on the WTF podcast. And then, boom, gone. Just that.
Well, yeah, I think he had diabetes, which he made fun of a lot.
Yes, he did.
And quite smartly, he was really funny about it. And I think it was complications of that.
It was quite out of control. It was not controlled at all.
Right.
His diabetes. He was very bad about taking care of himself and taking care of it. And he had talked about how he needed to really get, because he's talking about his mother scolding him about, you know, not taking care of not getting it under control. rather prophetically.
Yeah, and I think he did a bit about, I can't remember if it was cookies or Reese's Cups. He'd go into the store, and they would talk to him.
Uh-huh.
We know you're sick, but eat me. Eat me. Christopher Hitchens.
Christopher Hitchens? You know... old Hitch. Now, this one's been fascinating because it's been interesting to watch all the people who, if you are a political junkie, then you probably read a lot of op-ed columns and a lot of columnists and a lot of political blogs. And of course, they all knew Hitch very well. And it's been interesting to watch the people who have just written all these very flowery, beautiful, wonderful obits to him, and other people have tried to dance around the fact that Hitch was a complete and total asshole
nice. Yeah, the word that comes to mind when I think of Hitchens is prick. Arrogant prick. There you go.
It really is. And all the horrible, bad definition of that word.
And don't get me wrong, I love to listen to him, but that's what he was.
Right. Well, he's one of those people, and Glenn Greenwald basically did an obit where he didn't beat around the bush, and he got a lot of flack people were saying, oh, you know, you shouldn't, there's no reason to say mean stuff about a guy after he's died and everything like that. And Greenwald's only response was to direct people to a column that Hitch wrote about seeing no reason to suddenly be nice about somebody just because they're dead.
So, exactly.
So, and Hitch wouldn't want people to bullshit if they hated him. He would want them to write that they hated him. Because he certainly would when they kicked. But he's one of those guys that, you know, interesting, very intelligent, very, very arrogant, not a particularly nice person, a raging racist.
but he had an upside. He had an upside, Jay. He loved the booze.
He loved the booze. And I've seen some people quite critical of him for that, and I'm a little taken aback in the writing and humor community here to start criticizing people for drinking heavily. I don't know. That's a trend I don't think we should follow.
I would hope not.
But it is true that Hitch was well into his daily allotment of scotch by this time every day. And some people asked him a couple times if he thought that, you know, he drank so much that it was a hindrance to his writing, and he would say that a great writer should be able to write no matter his condition.
and that's something I follow.
Absolutely. I you know, never once have either of us said, you know what, I think I've had a little too much to drink to write this blog post.
Actually, I usually say to myself, you know, I got nothing and I need to write. I better drink some rose.
better hit the rose. Yep.
That's right. Inspiration in a bottle.
Yep.
Oh, I'll tell you another one who passed away, ironically, and that would be Jack Kevorkian.
Yes, the headline you never thought you'd see, Jack Kevorkian dies of natural causes. Just another hypocrite. Just another hypocrite. Couldn't go out the way everyone else that he, you know, took out. Oh, no. He fought to the bitter end. Much like Ayn Rand receiving Medicare and Social Security under her real name.
Oh, God.
something I assume Ron Paul will do also.
Oh, you know it.
except he's not all that clever. He'll accept it under Paul Ron. Or Paul Ronald.
Oh, I hope he wins Iowa. That'll just be hilarious. I also came across this. Sidney Lumet.
Yeah.
I'm hearing nothing.
Sidney Lumet.
Director. And director of some of my frickin' favorite movies of all time. One of his earlier ones, 12 Angry Men.
Great, great, great movie.
That is the cast of casts. Everyone is in that. That is just fantastic.
I know. Just like this movie, New Year's Eve. Everybody who's great is in it.
Yep. Dog Day Afternoon directed that.
Attica. Attica. Attica.
Network.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Oh, man, you are on a roll. And one of my favorite movies of all time, 1982. It's not a real well-known movie, but it's great. The Verdict with Paul Newman.
Oh, yes, Paul Newman. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Mason, God, whatever his first name was.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I almost said Mason Adams, who was that little redhead kid in the 70s who did the Burger King commercial.
Yeah.
James Mason.
But anyway, what?
James Mason.
James Mason, yes, was also in it. Yeah, outstanding movie. Outstanding movie.
Yep.
And we got 9 seconds left, so.
Oh, is that all?
Have to wrap it up. Yep.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Hanukkah goes by so fast.
I know. I want to give a shout out to Arch Davis.